right, Eggman, you still can hear me, right? You can hear me. You can hear me. For some reason, I cannot hear you. Oh, I know why. Hold on, hold on. Wait, wait, wait. I... you hear me now, right? Wait, wait, wait. Shit, I got to choose. Hold on. I got to switch the setting over to the other one. Hold on. Oculus to Rodecaster. All right, say something now, Angry Man. All right, perfect. All right, you good. Here we go. Here we go. Starting the show. Sorry, man. I had that shit on some other fucking bullshit. All right, let me pop this motherfucker off, brother. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Bam, bam. And we're about to start in 2, 1. All right, what's up with you, Angry Man? How you doing, brother? What's good with you, man?
What's good with you, man?
Man, I can't call it, man. Living in your world and stuff, man. Just trying to make little adjustments and shit. Yeah, man. So what's up with you? Good to go and shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we got a great show for you. So, guys, y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. Number's up here is 563-999-3056. If you have a question, put a Q in there. We'll answer your questions that you have. In today's show, Angry Man, we're talking about how to get over your feelings, man, and going towards game. Because I guess we're in a serious time now where a lot of these young men feel too much, way too much. And I'd like to start off with you. What's your take on that, big dog? What's up?
Well, it's... Unfortunately, it's the way our society socializes. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We have this thing.
Yeah. No, the point they don't understand is that. I guess what they're going to see, I always talk about being rooted as a man. And when you notice a lot of these guys and they're not rooted in who they are, they always have these uncontrollable, unavoidable things that happen, like these anxieties. And like you say, they've got to circumvent and go through all their feelings because they want us to, I guess, feel what they're going through, thinking that we actually think like them or something like that. It's just weird how this works because then when you tell them to get to the point, because they're in their feelings, they take offense to it because they're like, but wait a second, you didn't give me a chance to explain the soap opera story and give you the cliffhanger, you know what I mean, to be able to help me out, man. What say you, brother? it's definitely unbelievable. But and also what's amazing all this is that a lot of these men don't understand that I guess a lot of them are going through frustrations and stuff like that because they feel like they're being, see, when they're going through their feelings and their emotions, it's like they're self-imposed barriers that they're putting around themselves. They're having limitations. And they're frustrated because not only are they not doing well with women, but I think that also the frustration is that us men, we don't care enough about women the way they do. And it's frustrating that they can't get to the level of not caring. And that, I think, pisses them off even more, man. What say you, brother? Yeah, it's like the... I think where the frustration comes at is the uncomfortable feeling that they realize that they're not actually the guy. You know what I mean? They're not they're not the it's like looking in the mirror and realizing that, like a quarterback that has played several years in the NFL, he realizes he just can't throw the ball the way he wants to throw it. He can't do the things he wants to do. And he becomes frustrated. But we are evolving. We don't deteriorate. Our minds don't deteriorate. We're evolving our minds. And for the man that is not doing anything at all, I think the frustration that's coming in is because it's like a love hate. They love to see what it's like, but they hate the fact that they see what it's like, because then they can see that there's something wrong with me and there's something wrong with what I'm doing. And to think that what you and I and men like us do, we're not trying to hurt anybody. We're trying to help them. But through helping them, we've got to cut mommy off. I mean, cut off the umbilical cord. I mean, to sever the attachment that you have to your mother on a logical level. I love your mother. You know what I mean? Angry man. I never tell a man not to love, care about your mother, take care of your mother, do all these things, but you shouldn't relate to your mother, because I don't think they understand. Women just don't want to date themselves. You know what I mean? Women just don't want guys that are scared. I mean, they are literally scared of women, but they buck up to us like they about shit. You know what I mean? Beatrice, yeah. Right. Yeah. Didn't get shit. Yeah, it's like uncertainty. I mean, you know, like you say, the world wasn't built that way, but we prepared ourselves to handle what came at us. We didn't, you know, back in our day, again, we had a thing called, in the summertime, before school ended, we had a thing called field day, you know, and it was, what was it, the blue, red, and white ribbons you got, and everybody else had to sit and watch and, you know, showing your skill. But, you know, we were built on what we were, you know, playing football. We were built on, you know, summers like this. This is Christmas, you know what I mean? It is for everyone. Oh, it's hot. I need water. Oh, no. You get your motherfuckers some water, get your ass back on the field, and you get do the fucking play, or you take your ass home type attitude. And a lot of people think that, you know, the attitude of that, you know, that kind of attitude is a bad thing, but that women love that shit. Love it. Right. Yeah. And answer the question, OG. This is a contradiction. Let me explain. You say, do y'all, not y'all, you mean you, because we don't doubt, think that the doubt we have, you mean I have, not we, because we ain't I and you ain't me, having ourselves is a feeling that we, you mean I get when, not we, I spit that game. You ain't spitting no game if you have doubt. I understand something. It's like, you know, how can one have doubt when one believes in itself? It's like what Angry Man is saying. When a winner walks on the thing, again, I don't know, y'all never played outside, you know, had to wait, get in by the lights when the lights came on in the neighborhood. But, you know, whether it was throw up tackle, 21, kickball, wall ball, pin dodge ball, army dodge ball, you name it, the winners always got picked first. And only reason why guys like you would get picked is because you got the brand new ball and things like that, because your parents knew you were a loser. So what your parents did is they bought you all the new equipment, the new baseball bats, the new basketball, the new football, because all the neighborhood kids will let you play, because they know if they didn't, you would take your ball and go home. Yeah, Angry Man, what say you, man? Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Right, that's it. You're right. You, boy, I talk about rehearsal, and but see the thing about doubt is a lot of uncertainty of what's behind that corner, and it's scary for the average guy who doesn't have game to worry about what's around that corner. Where men like us, because like you were saying, it's watching the film, it's looking at the playbook, it's studying, it's working on your craft. To when we get around that corner of uncertainty, there is no thrill like not knowing and not giving a fuck what is around that corner, because whatever's around that corner hasn't met me either. I don't give a fuck around that what's around that corner, but whatever's around that corner, say female, she's never met me. And to know that if she's lucky enough that I go over there and grace her with my presence. Now, let me stop right there. Because for the guy that has doubts, they're going to say that this is arrogant. Steve, you're narcissistic. That's egotistical. Why would you talk like that? Why the fuck wouldn't I talk like that? When, like Angry Man said, when he put in the work in the summertime for the yard, he was able to reap the benefits and rewards later on, where he can just sit back, kick back, and let the grass grow. It's the same thing about what I'm saying. When a man gets around that corner, there, it is called the thrill of the hunt. There is nothing like knowing that she is fucked when she meets you, Angry Man. God, I love that shit, man. It's the yes. Yeah, guys, I want to call in 563-999-3056. If you got a question, put a Q in there. We got you. But no, see, the real ones just be like, that's what's up. Yeah, I mean, when you real, like Angry Man get out, let's say I'm walking down the street, Angry Man, I pulled up on this chick, and you see the chick smiling, Angry Man, all you just spitting that flavor. A real one is not going to be like, ugh, who does he think he is? God's gift to all women. Look at him. He's not this, and he doesn't deserve. Man, motherfuckers don't talk that way. The real ones are gonna walk by, and if we catch each other on the side, we just get that nod because we know that there's gonna be some fucking going on, and we like, that's what's up. Because if I can't get it, I know that motherfucker gonna get that motherfucking ass, and we appreciate men. See, the beautiful thing about manhood is that we appreciate other men for what they do. Not only what they do, but how they are and how they move and stand on what they move. It is great to see another man getting it, because guess what? Somebody going to get it, so I'd rather be another man. Because if I can't get it, let him get it. But you can know, because there is a mutual respect, a mutual honor amongst real motherfucking men, where we're not trying to tear them down. And that's why y'all will notice that motherfuckers don't have that many friends, man. All you guys out there, you are a percentage of all these fucking losers you deal with, and you don't even realize it. Every time you hear that loser call you up and bitch about that woman, that's you. Every time you hear that loser say, well, today's going to be the day I'm going to talk to her, that's you. You got to learn how to cut the cancer and be independent in order to be able to see what's around that corner and handle it, Angry Man. What say you, brother? Yes, yes. Yes. I see you. Yes. Yeah, they think that, I guess, being mediocre and things like that is what women want. I mean, they listen to women all the time say, you know, I want a guy to be nice and I want a guy to open the door. And, you know, Mother's Day was yesterday, and I forgot to tell the guys to do this, but, you know, ask your mom. Yeah, tell your mom, ask your mom you're going on a date and you want her. Like, what should I do, Mom? And I'm telling you, she's going to say, be a gentleman, open the door, be kind, you know, take it to a nice place and all this other stuff. But then if you ask about your daddy, she's going to be like, that motherfucker wasn't shit. He never listened to me. He did what he wanted to do. He was a pup, was a rolling stone. He wasn't shit. He was narcissistic. He was cocky. He was arrogant. But so if he was all those things, then, Mom, why'd you fuck him? You know what I mean? It's like. That's what they understand. So what they do is that they look at the fake world of the internet, and they actually think that what they hear from women, because you always hear women tell all those their fans, you know, they tell their fans, they keep them at bay. I just want a nice guy, and I can't find a good man, and I wish I could get a good guy and someone that can really care about me and listen to my and all that shit. Then as soon as that sucker does all that stupid shit, she gonna walk over his ass, and then he don't even get mad at her angry man, because if we catch wind of that shit and we knocking the dude for doing that shit, he get mad at us. He'll get mad at her. He'll mad at us before he gets mad at her, brother. Yeah, y'all got a question. I'll put a Q in there. We got y'all, man. Y'all call in. We got y'all, man. But I'm just saying that, Angry Man, it's just that at the end of the day, your feelings, she doesn't want you to feel. That's just a mechanism. She doesn't want you to be all compassionate and understand, baby, okay, it's okay, girl. You can see all the, you can see the other guys, and you know, our love, if our love is so strong, I'll let you go. Whatever the fuck, all that bullshit they listen to. But then they hear us, then they say to us, you know what? Y'all are assholes. Y'all are complete dicks. But you know what? And it was something amazing that I noticed. Like I watch, Shark Tank. I love Shark Tank. I love Shark Tank. Not only for the business side and the information they give you as far as business, but I love Mr. Wonderful. That's my dude. That's my Simon Cowell. You know, I always used to watch American Idol for Simon Cowell, and I used to watch it for Mr. Wonderful because I resonated with those guys, because if you notice, everybody was always trying to please them. They didn't want to hear from fucking kind Paula Abdul and nice Randy Jackson. They wanted to please Simon because Simon was the only real motherfucker on the panel. Paula was giving the mommy side. Randy was kind of like, yo, dog, that was okay. But Simon, like, man, that shit sounded like fucking crap, man. I wouldn't even play this to my enemy type shit. They were always playing to Simon because they wanted his respect, because they knew the other two was just giving it away versus them getting it by hard work. What say you, Angry Man? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and nobody's saying, and I think people think that we want guys to be mean to women. Mean is saying no to in a woman's world. Mean is walking away in a woman's world. An asshole, a jerk, and all that other stuff is a man that has options, man. And that's, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, we're saying? Yeah, off of what women say. Yes, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, right. It makes us a prick because, okay, the average guy is always seeking approval. Since mom, he's always wanted mom's approval. And from that, it was a domino effect of, I need the world to like me. I need to make everybody happy. Even if it costs them walking all over me and shit, I need everybody to like me. So then they walk and see a woman, and all of a sudden, I need her to approve of me, because my value and my self-worth is tied into what she does. So she's got the power over me. So if she rejects me, that means she's rejecting truly me and who I am, and I'm just a terrible person. Whereas the reason why we get them is because women run into, and I always say, angry man, 98% of this right here, you know, take out the gay guys and leave us out. So you have 98% of these guys seeking approval by trying to impress, beg, or barter the woman. Let me take you out. Oh, baby, you're so this, and baby, let's do that. And the thing that why we get them is because we don't seek approval. Because the only approval angry man is looking to approve or get his approval from is himself. Same with me. We live our lives to make ourselves happy. And if a woman shall come along and want to be a part of our life, that's if she's worthy enough, then she can enjoy what we are. But I don't seek to get her approval because she's not that special enough to me, angry man, because she hasn't even proved anything. All she's done is put her makeup. Yeah, look. Okay, for a lot of you guys that seek approval, yes, she knows how to wear makeup. Yes, she knows how to put on weave. Yes, she knows how to put on eyeliner and makeup and push-up bras, and she's very talented at that. But I'm not going to seek her approval because she knows how to wear things, when if you take that shit off, she's a woman that is insecure as fuck. She doesn't like what's in the mirror. She hates herself every day. She's pinching a little bit that thinks it's 300 pounds. She's filling her face for wrinkles and all that other stuff. She's worried about the new up-and-coming 18-year-old tight body women, and she knows she's going towards like 40, not being 20, being closer to 60 type thing. That's not a knock on them. I'm just saying that's what they're covering up. But if they don't like themselves and you don't like yourself, why would she want to even fuck with you, angry man? Mm-hmm. They're going to be scared. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right, right. And this is going to be the craziest thing that most males, and I don't want to disrespect you by saying men, but most males don't understand is that women are allowed to be bitchy. They're allowed to be gold diggers. They're allowed to say no. They're allowed to do whatever the fuck they want to do. So why would I be impressed or not impressed by her right to live her life her way? Why? What rule, angry man, is it that she has to come, the pussy stork has to come flying from the land of wonder and amazement and drop a woman at my door that has a bow and she's got a spatula in one hand and she's got a vacuum cleaner in the other hand and she wants to service me? And the world doesn't work that way. And it's not supposed to work that way. She's supposed to be broken and she's supposed to be fucked up. She's supposed to be what she is, gentlemen, is her past. That's who she is. Whatever her life was before you met her, that is combinated to what you see right there. She doesn't owe Angry Man or myself anything. But with that being said, is why would a woman who won't give you the time of day, who forces you to buy dinners, who forces you to kiss her ass, why ain't she doing that shit to us? Because we don't ask her to change. We simply say, you got to make the adjustments yourself. I'm not, we ain't going to force change in you. Because if you don't change, you lose out on me, and I'll go replace you with the next woman thinking. Angry Man, what say you on that, my brother? Yes, sir. Yes. 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 What? I know. I know. Yes. Oh my God, man. Dude, shit. Yeah. And there's somebody right now that's talking to a woman that hasn't even let her know what it is. A lot of these guys, like on TV, they think that if I'm talking to a woman, we're dating. Or better still, what's even worse is that a lot of guys think when they go into clothing stores, shoe stores, barbershops, any kind of store, even a restaurant, and there's a fine-ass woman smiling at them and greeting them warm because that's what the job tells them to do, they automatically assume that that woman likes them or interested in a man. And why waste time, Angry Man? That's what I understand. Why would I waste my time that is precious to me sitting around talking to a woman about a bunch of nothing that's not going to lead anywhere? What the fuck is, how are you doing and what are you up to going to lead to her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air, Angry Man? How does that even work? Yes.
My God, man.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. My God, what it's crazy, Angry Man, that they love when you, hey, listen, they might admit it, but they love competition. Women, guys, let me tell you something. Let's take two little girls. They're the best of friends. They have slumber parties. They write in each other's books. They put posters on their walls. They prank call boys. But as soon as they both like the same boy, one woman is going to make one of those other women a slut and start rumors. And I'm telling you, women love competition. They love to be first. They love to outdo other women. And that's what y'all guys think, that you're not supposed to have any women? Wait, let me get this straight. You're supposed to walk up to a woman and show her you're single and you don't have anything and you think that she wants you because you don't have anything. And then what's even worse, I talked about this earlier, Angry Man, it's not that you're single. It's when she finds out why you're single is why she ain't gonna fuck with you. Because there's something about a single guy with all this ass. Angry Man, there's just so much. I just love, hey, dog, can't help but to smile when I say the word ass and titty. There's so much ass out there. There's so every year you get a new batch of women. There's so many women out here. And to say, like you say, you have your own apartment and you don't have at least two. I mean, Angry Man, as we talked about before previous shows, they giving the pussy away faster than, I mean, y'all are the, I mean, I'm so fucking jealous of these guys, Angry Man. They got it so fucking good. They don't even understand how good they got it. And if you have your own place, you got your own crib, oh man, that's, oh my God. Oh my God. I was looking at that stupid shit. I'm sorry, go ahead, man, you good. Yeah, I was looking. I just posted because they put a cue, but it's like stupid. I ain't gonna play that shit. Go ahead, you good? I'm sorry, my dog. My bad, man. Yes, right. Yeah, I know. Threw you. Because I saw. I was going. I was trying to post it. But I saw it. I was like, oh man, fuck. They. Go ahead, man. Okay. Right. Yes, yes. Yeah, and they don't, a lot of guys don't understand, like, the rejection thing. Because I always look at that as a last domino. There's no rejection, and you're not a loser because she rejects you. I don't think y'all people understand what a loser is. A loser is not somebody that gets rejected. A loser is somebody that sees something that he wants and he doesn't go over there and go after it. That's what makes you a fucking loser. You're not a loser because you went over and said something, because like we said earlier, she's got every right to say no. But for a lot of you guys, you don't understand why she's saying no. A lot of women can say no for several reasons. Maybe they have a fear of commitment or committing to a specific decision that they feel that might hurt them or make them feel uncomfortable, i.e., let me give you an example. All you thirsty motherfuckers that want to just take them home and fuck them like it's porn. Like that, you don't think she can recognize you? That all you want to do is take her and fuck her and then throw her aside and go about your merry old way. That's why some of you guys get rejected. Some of you get rejected because of bad timing. I told you before, if you got a clock and you take it from 2 to 3, Angry Man, we'll put Angry Man between 2 and 3 and put me between 6 and 9. Between 2 and 3, she could have a promotion at her job. Her cat kittles or vittles came back, or things that could happen, and she ran into Angry Man, who has game. And he puts game and flavor, and she's down. But let's see, from 6 to 9, she loses her job. Vittles gets hit by a bus. She has an argument with her family and shit, and she's cramping. And then I come pie-piping with game. And she can turn me down. But does that make me, is it bad? Because Angry and I both got game, but y'all don't understand timing. Things happen. So when she's rejecting me and grabbing Angry Man, it's because in that moment he was at the right place at the right fucking time. I wasn't. So maybe instead of eating my excuse fairy crunch and sitting around watching some fucking SpongeBob SquarePants on TV, I'd have got my ass up at the point where Angry Man is. Maybe I would have ran into her. But every choice and every move you make is going to set off a bunch of different events. I don't try to get deep with these guys, Angry Man, but they don't understand. They don't understand time. Everything you do is going to set off a whole new line of events that if you do it at this time, it's going to be changed if you do it at that time. But everything is about time, man. Anger Man, you got it, my brother. Yes. Yeah, am I? Let's go back to your baseball analogy, guys. I study the pitcher, and I know that his skill is the curveball. He can throw a great curveball, but I'm the kind of motherfucker that can swing. I'll kill a fastball, but I have trouble at a curveball. So I get at the plate. I've already studied him, and he throws that curveball, and I swing and I miss. Do I just stop and say, "Well, shit, I'm a loser. I'm a loser because"? I did the homework. I did everything that's necessary, but did I work on working on curveballs? Did I go after practice was over? Did I grab a pitcher on my team who throws curveballs to sit down and work on that? See, that's how deep things are. See, and again, it has nothing to do with the pitcher on the other team. Everything is always going to fall back to you, which most guys on YouTube don't want you to understand. They think everything falls on the woman. They think because the woman rejects you, it's her fault. They think that the woman doesn't like you, it's her fault. It's not about what the woman does. It's actually about what you do and how you feel about yourself. Women are just coming. Women should never, ever have – women will never – let me say this. They will never have anything to do with a man. They're just a perk. They will come into our life. And if they're lucky enough, they can stay as long as they possibly can until either we release them back into the wild or they get lucky enough to have our children and move forward. But we're never stopping sharpening our sword. We're never stopping working on who we are and what we are. And I think that's the disconnect a lot of guys have today, Angry Man, because they assume that we've got to blame the woman. She's the most evil thing in the world, and we've got to blame her for our faults and mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Not only last 5 minutes around them, they get their ass kicked. They don't understand. They just couldn't. They could not handle. And I always say this to all you young men: every day that you wake up and open your eyes, you better thank the electric company, because your greatest fear is not the woman. You better hope the lights don't go out. Because once the lights go out, if they ever go out, nature's going to take over. And what you are is either going to come out or I'm telling you, that the strong will survive, the weak will perish. It just works like that. So for a lot of you guys out there, you just got to understand, at some point in your life, you just got to know that everybody can't make the football team. And just because you can catch a pass doesn't mean you get to play on Sunday. And a lot of you guys think just because y'all catch passes that you deserve to be on an NFL team. You deserve not only to be on an NFL team, you deserve to be MVP and fucking be in the Hall of Fame and shit because you can catch one damn pass. But the game doesn't work that way. The NFL is a group of elite individuals that can play on a high caliber environment. And that's the same thing with game. Just because you have a pair and you have a dick doesn't mean you get to be in the club. The club is a – that's why it's – I don't even want to say 1%. I'm going to damn near say 0.5%. It's rare. It's so rare. It's rare like a society, a secret society. Like it's out there, like the Illuminati. You know there are secret societies around us, but you just don't know how to get into one. Because you're not worthy enough to be offered to get into one. And that's the same thing with game. That when you hear the Angry Man's, you hear us talking to y'all, we're not talking to you per se. We're talking to one of you that are actually listening to the information. See, if you're fighting us, you have every right to fight angry man, get mad at angry man, get mad at me, fight me, yell at angry man. You got every right, but you must understand this. We're not actually talking to you. What angry man and I are doing is we're talking to the young, like the Taekwondos of the world that already have an understanding, but they feel like something's wrong. They feel like something's missing. They feel like an outcast. They feel like I shouldn't be, you know, I just don't belong with my friends. I love my mother, but I don't relate to my mother. I see girls and I go talk to them and everyone laughs at me and think that something's wrong with me. Those are the motherfuckers we talk to, angry man.
Brother Rothschild,
country singers, they singing stuff. Yes. Yes. Have you seen Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back? Okay, what are they? You remember they got all the addresses of all the motherfuckers talking shit and knocked on their door and said, oh, yeah, you were the one that said I was this and I was that. Really? Okay, they fucked them up. He was like, yeah, so what? And they just started off these motherfuckers, man. Man, dog, if we could, oh, man, dog. But that's what I'm saying. Most of y'all think you can buy your way into the game. You know, like I say, I can always go back to, because I always love Shaw Brothers, all the kid with the golden arm, the five deadly venoms. I love that shit as a kid. Because it was showing you, even with the five deadly venoms, you ever seen that, is that all the venoms didn't know each other. They learned their skills on their own, and they set out on their own. It's just when they happened to run into each other, they knew that they were a student of that school. But see, that's what we're trying to show y'all guys. You can't buy your way into the game, and just because you buy a wolf ticket doesn't mean you can leave with game, because the game is going to find those that are worthy of it and is able to listen and push aside ego and self-importance and not tell us what they think is right or wrong, because what you think is not a thought around a man. You don't have thoughts around men, and they don't understand, like the round table, when men get together, when men sit at the table as men, They talk stories, they talk life, they talk relationships, they talk everything. They just talk without judgment, but they laugh, appreciate, and just roll. And a lot of you guys can't do that because you can't be around men. And I'm serious. It's scary for a lot of these guys in here, man, because they couldn't make it in the barbershop. I think they go home and let their mom cut their hair type shit. Because if they ever go into a real barbershop, they the ones that just sit real quiet. They just keep their head down and just get that shit and go the fuck out. Because the real ones will eat your ass up if you open your fucking mouth, man. Yes.
It's mad.
Yeah. Yeah, Yeah, but they don't, they don't understand that men are so smooth with it. They just going to say, okay, like I'm here to show you how, I'll give you an example. I'm here to show you how to tie a tie. If we're looking at game as a tie, I'll show you how to tie the tie. I'll show you how to grab it. I'll show you how to turn it. I'll tell you how to bring it under, and I'll show you all that other stuff. But if you're saying, fuck you, you don't know what you're talking about. I know how to do the tie. I don't need your, you know what a motherfucker got gang gonna do? Okay. He gonna just waltz the fuck off. Waltz the fuck off. And then if you catch him again, be like, oh man, look, yo, I actually, he gonna be like, nah, we good, man. We good. Because you showed him that you're unteachable. And when you don't take responsibility for anything yourself and blame women, you're unteachable. When you want other people to feel sorry for you, you're unteachable. When you criticize women for everything that goes wrong in your life, you're unteachable. When you want to complain, you're unteachable. When you want to sit around and be pessimistic, you're fucking unteachable. When you're all about problems and everything that a woman does is going to hurt you, you're unteachable. And last but not least, Anger Man, if you are looking at becoming a peel, a plate, and all that stupid shit because of a woman, you're unteachable, man. The motherfucker ain't going to want to fuck with you. But they don't want to believe that shit. Yes. 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 Yeah. We got a call, man. Let's bring him in. We got a call. Area code 831, what's your question? How can we help you, sir? 31. Hello. 831 going once. 831 going twice. I guess you must be listening. Or call back. We cannot hear you. Call back. All right. So call back, 831. We couldn't hear you. I don't know if you just listen or not. But you know also a communication that is sad. That the arrogance of a man, and this is the beauty to think about being a man, Angry Man, it'll probably put a smile on your face on this that they don't even understand. We are very conceited, but we are very arrogant. And like Angry Man, I want to kind of talk about the communication, because there's another way that we communicate. 831, I'm going to try another way to bring you in. Give me a second. But there's another way we communicate, and that is through our legacy. There is nothing like building for our tomorrow to keep our name going through our sons and our daughters as well, through our children. They are there to communicate our message, to keep our message going. And how does one not want to have duplicates? Little Angry Man's running around, you know what I mean? Who does not want that shit, Angry Man? So let me bring you home. Let me try this caller real quick. Caller, give me 1 second. We're going to try another way to bring you in because we cannot hear you. So let me just try this. Hold on one. Now, 831, can you hear us? Wait, 831, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you, Steve. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, we got you now. I'm sorry for the disconnect. Go ahead. You have on with myself and Angry Man. What's your question, brother? What's up?
For sure, man. It was just my fault. I had you guys on mute. But my question is, man,
go ahead, man. Go ahead.
All right. A few years ago, I actually just got out of a serious relationship due to, you know, my lack of standing on principles. And I've been kind of just running around asking for counsel, for advice to be able to get back on my feet, because I understand that anxiety is more of a bitch trait, and I've been trying to get rid of it by learning by different things and just basically learning on how to build my foundation first. And the real question is how can I start from that with already having children right now in place? So I'm 25 years old. I just started my own business in auto detailing. I'm trying to monetize that.
Sir,
but so far.
Stop, please, stop. Get out of the feminine. What do your kids got to do with you growing as a man? Nothing. So can we take the kids out? I don't know why y'all say y'all got kids. Okay, you have kids. That's fine. But here's the question I want to ask you. If I told you to build me the perfect car and you went all around the world to find the perfect parts of every car, you got a Bugatti engine, a Ferrari muffler, a Toyota this, a Dodge that, a Ford this, and you put that car together and gave me the keys, would that car work?
Probably not.
Why?
I don't have the enough knowledge to be able to complete the whole car.
Because the parts don't fucking fit, dog. Think. Dude, does a BMW part mash with a Toyota part?
No.
So then what are you talking about? The parts don't, this is kindergarten. The parts don't work. So what you're doing is you're going around grabbing a part from here from this goddamn dumbass YouTuber. You're grabbing a part from this dumbass YouTuber, and all you're doing is being a dumbass by putting dumbass parts together, man, instead of learning from one mentor. Does that make any sense for what I throw down here, man?
That makes perfect sense.
Wait, hang on, man.
Yeah, I think there's a delay. But my thing is he said he's trying to get rid of anxiety. That's what he said he's trying to get
rid
of.
No, the anxiety was coming from after the relationship had ended and I felt lost, right? I didn't know what to do with myself. So ever since then, after all of this time...
Why would you feel lost because the relationship ended?
I was very emotionally attached to the situation is what happened.
Okay, well, it's good that you can point that out because that means you've identified the problem. And you need to understand that that is a huge problem. It basically means that you had too much invested in that relationship. You have to, as a man, you have to learn how to compartmentalize. You can't, like, if you're that invested in that relationship, that means that, like, for instance, you said you started a business. Did you have the business when you were in the relationship or after the relationship?
For the relationship.
Of course. I knew the answer before you were going to say it. And the reason why I knew the answer before you said it is because the only reason you was able to start that business afterward is because you didn't have that relationship to be so invested in that it was a distraction. So the reason why I have to point that out is because if you were still in that relationship, you probably wouldn't have started that business because you're too invested in the concept of a romantic relationship. Like, it's cool to have relationships, but you have to be focused on you and your purpose as a man first. And the relationship is secondary or third or even fourth to whatever your mission is. Now, if you're operating like that, when the relationship ends, it's like for a little second, but you're not going to feel lost. There's a difference between being hurt and being lost. Saying that you're lost is like saying, oh, I can't live without you on some Romeo and Juliet bullshit. You feel me?
Yes.
If you're lost, what is that? Let's say, for argument's sake, you were driving somewhere. You were trying to go to a specific destination. If you're lost, what does that mean?
You don't know where to go.
And not knowing where to go is what? you have no direction. See, you have no direction. You have no purpose. You have no North Star. Okay, you have no true north. A man's true north is his purpose. It's just like anybody that's sailing, they have to have a bearing to know where they're going. You understand? And as a man, your bearing is your purpose. You feel me? See, my purpose, once I found it, I've done extremely well after that. My purpose is helping young men like yourself. So I always focus on that. Everything else, I don't give a shit about everything else. Ever I start to feel like, what am I doing, or what direction am I going, I focus harder on helping young men. And I'm course correct. You understand? And everything is just going right. So your purpose is whatever you're doing. If you have to decide what your purpose is. And once you decide what your purpose is, there's a couple of things that's going to happen. One, you're going to stop putting that much of an investment in the women you deal with. And you're going to see that they're going to operate differently. And the reason why they're going to operate differently is because when they interact with you, they're going to know that your first love is whatever your purpose is. And they're going to compete with that love. Instead of you putting all of your time and energy into her, which means she doesn't have anything to compete with. She's gained everything from you. And that's why they act goofy. Who broke up with who in that relationship?
She, I bet she did.
She did.
She left. Yeah, of course she did.
Of course she did. Yeah. Because you put, look, this is the way women are. Steve said it earlier. Women love to compete, right? See, when a woman gets with a guy that is driven by his purpose, and let's say he's a workaholic or whatever, you know, it usually takes a lot for the woman to leave that type of guy because she's always trying to compete with whatever his love is, whatever his hobby is. You understand? But whenever women are dealing with dudes that are not just 100% on them, they don't operate in that energy of, I know I got his ass. So they don't begin to take you for granted and then just be like, well, I don't have to be with him because, see, there's no challenge there. She's got you. There's no challenge there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you're constantly chasing your purpose, she's going to be constantly chasing your purpose.
Caller, and this one, AJ, man, y'all, something's wrong with y'all, man. Y'all some fuck. You didn't take any strides forward. You kind of went three steps back on some weak-ass shit. Why? And then, Carla, the reason I'm saying this, I'm going to knock two birds out with one stone because you're the same. You're this guy right here. Women do not nag or distract you. You train them to nag and distract you, surface dweller. This is y'all's fucking problem. You think that you taking strides because you're running away from yourself. Just like you, caller, and just like this guy right here. You think you're taking strides? All you're doing is running away from the truth is you're the fucking problem. You're the fucking problem. Because she will nag and distract you when she knows your bitch ass is easily nagged and easily distracted. And that's why you think you're taking strides by running away and caller, and you doing the same thing. Your problem is, I bet you try to have kids with this woman and keep her around or something. Wait, did you have the kids before you got married or after you got married?
I never got married, but I did have a child with her.
I'm going to kick your ass out. What's that? What is that?
No, I said we weren't married, but we did have a child.
Why? Okay, let me ask you a question. Why? Why didn't you protect the seed?
I didn't believe in myself enough to be able to protect them.
No, come on, man. No, wait. Didn't we take sex education in the fourth or fifth grade?
Yeah.
So why would you get somebody pregnant that wasn't worthy of your sperm? Because let me ask you a question. Y'all weren't getting along.
That's where
y'all were really arguing. What's that?
No, that's where I found out where I was mostly lusting over the woman that I deal with, rather than learning the true value of a woman before getting myself invested and following the old traditional ways and just
it's
kind of messed myself up
way.
That way.
It's not old traditional way. I understand you surface dwellers. I'm just asking a simple question. What did she do? Because I'm sure that she was getting on your nerves and yelling at you, disrespecting you, because you look like you was in that position. What did she do where she was warranted your sperm? Why would you give the best parts of yourself to a woman that doesn't deserve bubblegum?
The way that I was thinking at the time, I was giving into mostly the submission, the feminine energy, turning into a fucking soft ass dude, you know?
Oh my God, man. Angry Man, my dude, man. This is the average guy, Angry Man. Okay? No, hold on, and whoa, wait. Hold on, let me. No. Young man, I got in the game when I was 9. Okay, I'm 59. So for 49 years, or we'll be 50 because I'll be 51 this year. For 49 years, I've been learning game. So where you're getting it from is a young kid that learned this shit when I was fucking 9 years old, you weak motherfucker. A woman is not going to fucking define me. And that's what I was taught in the game. That the world was all about me. Me, my, I. So unlike you, I learned it at 9 years old from my mentor who had game. And I learned that everyone that comes in my world is going to treat me with a certain amount of respect, or they're going to get the fuck out. And I can tell you Angry Man did too. I bet you he did too. So I'm just saying to you, I don't want to hear all this pity-patty, poor me bullshit. You're a grown goddamn man, and yet you're running away from the fact that women are not nagging you. They just smell that your pussy is tight, and they nag you because you allow them to nag you, man. The fuck are you talking about, man? I'm sorry, Angry Man. Angry Man, you got it, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the caller that's up here. So this woman, how long was the relationship between you guys?
It went on for 3 years.
3 years. So you were with this woman for 3 years, and let me guess, you got her pregnant because you wanted to continue to be with her, right?
Correct.
Or you
yeah.
thought you were going to continue to be together. Okay.
Yeah, I thought we were going to be together for that forever bullshit, yeah.
Yeah, so here's the problem, bro. Here's the problem. The problem is you were too invested in that situation. Okay, and moving forward, you're gonna have to reprogram the way you operate when it comes to dealing with women. And like I said, the easiest way to do that, one part of that is you need to figure out what your, better yet, let me just ask you flat out, what do you think your purpose is?
I've been asking myself that, man, for this past 2 years, and I can't really get to the bottom of it besides finding out what I'm passionate about and building from there.
Guess what? You know the reason why you're asking yourself this shit? It's like, okay, watch this. The woman that you just left. Not what you think her purpose is, what you know she said her purpose was.
All right, I'm going to let this guy go if he ain't paying attention. Are you listening?
No, you're breaking out.
Are you paying attention?
I said, what was the woman that you was with? What did she say her purpose was? What was her dream? What was the thing she was focused on more than anything in the world?
She wanted the family, the white picket fence, the dog, the kids running around, you know, taking them to the
sport and shit. So that's my point. You instantly were able to give me, you instantly were able to tell me what she wanted.
But
you don't know what you want. You've been asking yourself for 2 years what you want.
Oh,
and the reason why you've been doing that is because you wanted was her.
Yes.
But she didn't want you.
Yes.
She wanted what you could do for her.
Yes. Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about it is what she wanted from you, she could get from anybody else. You know the reason why people go into specialized fields of study? So that they're not easily replaced. Okay?
Oh.
You were easily replaced. And the reason why you were easily replaced is because everything that she wanted was generic shit. The white picket fence, the family. She can get that from any guy.
Exactly.
You understand? She can get that from any guy.
Yes.
But see, you focused on wanting her.
Yes.
The problem is you can't get her anywhere because there's only one her. You understand? But see, if you were on some, my mission is this. I'm gonna be a freaking architect, and I'm gonna build some of the greatest buildings my city has ever seen. And now, if that's your mission, right? You're going to focus on that, and guess what? Women are going to see that. They're going to be impressed by that. They're going to want to compete with that because they're going to say to themselves, if I could get him to put as much time, energy, effort, and love into me as he does his business, being an architect, you know, I'll be the happiest woman in the world because look at all of the time, energy, and effort he puts into that. But the thing is, you're never going to do that.
Yeah.
Even the rest of her days. That. You understand what I'm saying? And see, with you, because you're focused on that, you don't got time to be that invested in who she is as a person. You're going to be invested in, does she work with your program?
Yes. And you know, my favorite song, you know what my favorite song is? Have I ever told you my favorite song, caller? What do you think my favorite song is? It's a beautiful song.
I have no idea.
The top hit on my Billboard chart since I was young. And the song is called Me, 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 My, I. It's the greatest song ever. Because every time I sing it, if I want to know about me, I want to learn about my personality. I want to learn about my values, my tendencies, my needs, my beliefs, my thoughts, how I roll, my rules, my laws, my codes, my vision statement, my mission statement, my legacy statement, me. And that's the problem the angry man is trying to explain to you. You're not about yourself because you were, like he said, you were about the woman. That means you fell into the feminine by trying. Right. You're right. You were trying to fall into what she wants. She doesn't listen. I keep telling y'all, service dwellers, stop falling for all this bullshit want. They want you to be a gentleman. They want you to open doors. They want you to buy them a goddamn dinner and all that stupid ass shit. But what they need is a man that has a self-identity, that has a self-concept, that has a self-image, that has self-confidence, that is self fucking sufficient, that is self fucking reliant. That's what they need. See, what do you think? Do you think a woman's gonna give you the key to their legs opening up? You actually think society's gonna give you the key to how to get women without buying
Hell
dinners
no.
or going every kiss begins with K and all that shit? No, they're gonna tell you the exact opposite thing, and they're gonna force feed you through rap, TV, radio, and movies to think that this is how you need to be versus what you actually should be. Does that make any sense, sir?
100%.
Anger in?
Yeah, man. You just need to take some time and self-reflect about what it is you're about and what you get on that shit. And
yeah.
From there,
yeah, the first step that I made after that relationship ended was I started looking to myself with what I like to do to be able to bring back the peace of mind, if that makes sense. And that's what I've did with my business, and that's why I've been ever since then just been learning to monetize it.
What you got to realize is you don't have an identity, sir.
Yes.
The woman that you was with when she left, she took your heart,
took everything,
she took your soul, she took your hopes and dreams, she took your damn identity. She took everything, bro.
Yeah.
You're basically an empty shell, and what you need to do is you need to go about the work of rebuilding yourself. So what I would suggest you do is I would suggest you do some deep thought about what you want to be and possibly get some coaching so that you could actually learn how to move accordingly so that this shit doesn't happen to you again. Because I can tell you right now, you only get one or two of these.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll permanently be like a freaking shell of your former self, bro. You don't want to be that when you get older, trust me.
Yeah, and what's even 100%. More important, quick caller, is what's even more important is not just your situation. What's important is you have a son. How many children do you have?
I have 3 boys.
Okay.
This is
why this is really important right now, where you're at right now. It's because you are the teacher to those 3 boys. And whatever you're doing, you're going to shape their mind based off of watching daddy, okay? I tell you, man, when I was small, man, I wanted to be like, that was my hero. I want to be just like my motherfucking daddy. And my daddy would walk around. Matter of fact, again, caller, if you look, go to Fox News, look at Ted Williams, and you'll see why I'm a fucking arrogant prick. Because when you watch that motherfucker on Fox News, you'll see why I'm him. But you know what he always taught me? He always said, this is how a Williams eats a hamburger. This is how a Williams walks. This is how a Williams opens a damn door. This is how a Williams turns on the TV. So he was cultivating my mind and how a Williams, well, for me, for my father, how he did things. And what I'm saying is your boys are going to look to you to get their minds cultivated and what you are. So this is why you need to not work on you for you right now. You got to look at your future because those boys are looking at you to be the answer to all their problems, girl issues, ups and downs, jealousy, and fucking heartbreak. And if you cannot supply them that, they're going to jump on YouTube like a lot of these young boys do, because if you ain't filling that gap, they're going to jump on YouTube and find somebody else that can tell them, and they're going to start believing that information, even if it's the wrong information. They're going to start believing that information. And you don't want your sons going around hating women. You don't want your sons going around blaming women. And you don't want your sons mad at mom or anything like that. Okay? Anger Man, what say you, brother?
Right.
Man, because I'm not in the exact same boat, but I was in a similar situation. When my relationship ended, you know, I had 3 boys. I didn't feel lost. You know what I'm saying? I was disappointed more than anything. But you have to forge a new identity.
Yes.
You know, and it has to be a better identity than the one you had before, because the one you had before is what led you into that situation in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So you have a product of that relationship, which is kind of separate from the relationship, which is your boys. And you got to freaking be an example for them. You know what I'm saying? Like James Baldwin said, our children have never been good at listening to their elders, but they've never failed to mimic them.
Mm-hmm.
So your children are always going to copy your example. You feel me? So definitely, man, you gotta tighten up and get it right. And like I said, it starts with having a purpose. Men without purposes, women snatch them up all the time and they destroy men like that.
Yes.
Just keep that in mind, bro.
Yeah, and last thing, caller, don't remember this. Don't listen. You're not your marriage, okay? A lot of guys look at their relationships like women, and they dwell on, well, what I did right versus what I did wrong, and maybe on this day I should have changed that and versus all that other shit. Let me tell you something about the beautiful thing about a man, and once a woman recognizes it, eyes fucking forward. You know, I used to watch a show called Vikings, and Ragnar Lothbrok looked at his son. They were on a boat one day, and they were on a boat. I don't know where the fuck they were going, but Ragnar Lothbrok looked at his son and like, why are you looking back? We're not going that way. Eyes fucking forward. You never look back at your past. Listen, I want you to learn from your past, but you're not your marriage. You are not the disrespect. You are not the emotions that you went into. That was just a phase that you went through, and you got to charge that, but don't live in it. Don't let that hold you down like it does, like a lot of young men do. One woman says something bad to them, and then they hate all women. They think they're the scourge of the earth because they can't handle just the situation for the situation as it is. And this is just, listen, always remember this, Carl, before we let you go. That marriage is one letter of one word, of one sentence, of one paragraph, of one page, of one chapter, of one book, in one library of your life. So you just got to focus it like that. Your marriage is not you. That is something that you do. That is not who you are. And like we, Angry Man and I, noticed about you, you made it about the woman. You made it about the marriage versus about the man. And if you would have made it about the man from the get-go, she would, hey, dog, she'll be begging you back. She wouldn't even have left you. She would be like, my God, what can I do to keep you around type shit? Angry Man?
Yeah, mostly the reason why she left me, man, was because I was mostly getting on her ass about you know, being more actively around the house and doing something for herself, what she likes to do. She liked to just be a homebody, and I didn't like that. So I kind of just put that pressure on her, and it just led to raising our voices and shit and almost led physical.
That just means, look, bro, you cannot change a woman. Can't.
Right.
You can't change a woman. You can only be the dude that you are that would make the woman want to be what you want her to be. You feel what I'm saying? But that's voluntary.
Right.
She has to voluntarily do that.
Yes.
You can't make her do that by fussing at her or telling her, you need to do this, you need to do that. You can't, it doesn't really work out that way. She has, and then on top of that, she has to have a certain amount of respect for you.
Yes.
Just time, bro.
Yeah, just remember that at the end of the day, a woman's allowed to not want to cook. She's allowed to not want to fold a towel. She's allowed not to vacuum. I'm allowed to say all you get is to suck my dick as I go on to the next woman. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. I'm not going to fight you. That's the people think of having game. I wasn't fight you to do anything. Hey, if you don't want to do it, it's cool. But, hey, the moment you pull me aside crying and wondering why we're not in a relationship and why I'm not giving you any of my time, hey, let's go look at it. Hey, look, you see that? You see those dishes over there? Remember I told you those dishes? You said, I'm an independent woman because I'm from the Church of Beyonce, and I'm every woman. It's all in me. You know, that kind of bullshit, right? No. You don't have to do shit, nor am I going to ask you to do shit. But if you want me around, you better learn how to do shit. And if you don't want to do it, I'm sorry, man, you got it, brother.
Yeah, it's like with my girl. Like, if I tell her to do something, nine times, well, she's going to do it, but it's because she wants to do it. See what I'm saying? But if I were in a relationship with a woman and I tell her to do something and she doesn't want to do it, or even worse, she doesn't want to do it to prove to me that she doesn't have to do it, that's not a good situation. That means the shit started off goofy from the start. That means it started off without her respecting you. So that's not a good situation to be in. You feel me?
Yeah, you know why?
Five men when she said, if you can tell me what to do, you can tell me what to do.
Right.
You can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Right. You know right. why women are so fucking arrogant? Because they know most of you guys are replaceable. But the thing they love about a man is that they know they got one foot out the door. They know every day they wake up, they probably say, is this the day? And if it's not the day, woo, it's not the day. Because they know if they choose to fuck up. Again, we're not putting pressure. I'm not putting pressure on them. You don't need to put pressure on them. Because when you have value and everything, you don't have to put pressure on them. You don't have to put pressure on them at all. They know. Hey, listen. Woman out there will pick up a plate, fix a plate. They will vacuum a fold clothes. And here's the best thing about it. With a smile on their face. With a fucking smile on their face. And I know this shit sounds weird to all you guys out there be like, nah, look, black women and this woman, that woman. Nah, you just ain't that motherfucker. That's just how it is. They will do it for the right motherfucker. They will do it. So the question is, you got to learn how to be the right motherfucker.
Okay.
Okay? All right, man. We'll throw you back. Yeah, you need some help, man. Go help your sons out and everything. Get back with us if you need some help. Okay, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys' word of advice, man. I'm gonna take that in. I'll talk to you guys next time. Thank you.
All right, great call, man. Great call. Stand up. And you know what's so great about this guy? That's better than the guys that's listening to the show, Anger Man. You know what's so great about that?
What's that?
Is that. Unlike these, and this is the number one reason why not 98% lose. At least that guy called in to get help.
Yeah.
And everybody else is laying on their stomach with their feet kicked up, bird watching, knowing they ain't got no game, knowing they can't get no women. But it's okay. But it goes to show you, Angry Man, that this game ain't for everybody, dog. Everybody can't win, dog. And they just sitting on the sideline looking at somebody else and not stepping up and learning about yourself. It's a fucking shame, man. What a fucking shame.
Yeah, it's the thing I can say about that guy is at least he listened.
Yes.
He didn't take anything personally.
Yes.
And, you know, there's hope for him.
Yes.
But there's so many guys in here that would have got emotional about that and upset about that. And it's so you gotta listen to the tongue lashing, you know, because you fucked up.
Yeah.
And you gotta understand you fucked up. You gotta understand you messed up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that you can actually fix the issue. But yeah, like with that particular guy, I could tell immediately that he had focused too much energy on pursuing her dream.
Yes. Yeah.
Instead of his own.
Well, that's what happens with a lot of these young emotional males. They fall into a lot of mommy, and that's why they're in their feelings. A lot of these guys, some of these guys are like kind of crying and begging for help, but they're doing it the wrong way. They don't know. And men humble themselves, and men again when they again like I know you watch the Karate Kid. This is not Miyagi though. This is Sato. You know what I mean? Sato wouldn't let you motherfucker. Is in here and talk shit. If Daniel went to Sato versus Miyagi, that motherfucker would be a colder motherfucker than he even is on the new shows that's on Netflix. He would be a bad motherfucker, but he's still soft because Miyagi kind of coddled him through his training. Yeah, he taught him some things until he met that other dude with the ponytail, the last guy. I don't know if you watched you know what guy I'm talking about.
I know the guy.
That guy did. That guy made him breaking boards and getting mad and getting. It was like he was going towards the dark side. And sometimes the dark side is not a bad side, guys. Dark side is not a bad thing sometimes when you're making it about yourself. It's just that a lot of you guys out here, you're not going to make it sitting on the sideline, laying on your stomach with your feet kicked up in the air, thinking you're going to learn how to be a man. And this is over with. Angry Man is going to still be a man. I'm still going to be a man. Terry Silver, thank you. Thank you, Lisa. See, he watched it, Terry Silver. Thank you. But, yeah, thank you, Lisa. But a lot of y'all guys are going to be even worse, man. No, he don't say Steven Seagal. Dude, come on, man. Watch Cobra Kai, dude. Watch Cobra Kai and see. Yeah, it's Terry Silver, man.
There's a freaking comedian that talks about Steven Seagal. It's the funniest shit in the world, Steve. You got to look it up. Matter of fact, I'm going to send it to you.
Send that shit to me. Yeah.
Yeah, he said Steven Seagal. He's like, yo, Steven Seagal is a maniac, bro.
He's like, yes.
He's an expert. He's like, Steven Seagal, he said, I was watching this show and he was a cop. He's like, holy shit. He's like, he's an expert in everything. Like, a helicopter will fly by and he'll be like, yeah, you know, they call that a whirly bird. You know,
Wait, he's in the cops, but he's with the car. He's like in the car and driving with the cops or something, right?
Yeah.
I heard about something like that. He's driving around. Like a cop and shit. Yeah, send that shit to me, man. Send
hilarious,
to me,
bro.
Man. But this is what I'm saying, man. I'm just saying to all you guys out here that's listening to this information is that this is why you have so many feelings, because you have not had the punch in the chest that you need to toughen up. A lot of boys, even in third world countries, they have rituals where the young boy's with his mother, all up on his mother's leg, but she'll get the signal from the head of the thing, and they'll have this ritual where you hear drums beating, and they'll bust through that damn door. They'll grab that little boy from his mother. She'll be crying. He'll be crying. But at that point, they're going to bring him around men and teach him how men operate. And it's at that point, he doesn't mean that he doesn't love his mother. He no longer relates to his mother. But the problem is a lot of you guys out here, you're still got that umbilical cord. You're a grown-ass man, but that umbilical cord is still attached to mommy by how you feel about things. And this is why I give women a pass on you, man. Women are allowed to cry, get mad, get upset, get emotional, be in their fucking feelings, because they're fucking women. They're supposed to do that shit. But we're not – men are supposed to go. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
That's why some of the toughest guys – you look at guys like, you look at guys that I know of from New York that became these, you know, rap stars that have this shrewd business mentality. A lot of those dudes, you find out they lost their mother at an early age. Like, you know, unfortunately they lost their mother.
Yeah.
It usually makes some guys tough as nails. Because that's the ultimate fear for a boy, is losing his mother at a young age. And the rites of passage, they used to do that on purpose, snatch
yes.
you away from your mother.
Yes.
You know, like the beginning of 300.
Oh, yeah.
Snatched him away from his
snatched
mother.
Snatched that motherfucker away, quick.
And that motherfucker came back with a wolf on his back. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. And if he didn't even look right as a baby, they tossed that motherfucker. I mean, listen. We're not saying, well, y'all listen, it's a movie. We're not saying, because I don't want them to say, Anchorman Steve said, I was saying in the movie, then if the child didn't look like he was a warrior, they getting rid of his soft ass.
Yeah.
Getting rid of him. No questions asked. So.
It's called quality control.
No, y'all, hey, a lot of y'all are lucky, because a lot of y'all, man, woo. Y'all wouldn't be able to make it back then, boy.
Y'all wouldn't, even if you were allowed to reach adolescence.
Oh,
a lot of y'all wouldn't have made it to 20,
yes.
to 25. Like,
mm-hmm.
the world was just a little bit colder the way it used to be. Because y'all, man, y'all running around here shitting
yes.
away with all types of goofy.
All types of shit, man.
See, the funny thing is, a lot of you guys, you come here and other places to get game, to talk to women. Yo, there was a time where you had certain tribes where if you weren't a warrior, if you weren't a guy that was willing to fight or willing to hunt, you weren't allowed to mate with the women.
Yep. Yeah.
They wouldn't let you have a woman.
Yep.
Like, real shit. Like, they would not let you have a woman. Remember? Steve, I don't know if you saw the movie, which one was it? It was the movie about the Olympian god. It had the guy that played Superman in it, Immortals.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. Yes.
When the dude went over there and he was a traitor, what'd your boy say? He's like, we can't have you creating more traitors. They set him down. It took a big ass. That was the coldest shit I ever seen in a movie. I was like, bro, I know they not about to do what I think they're about to do. Straight. Ah! Like, God, bruh.
Hey, Raven. Yeah, man. Just saying, man. That's the beauty. That's why we love that shit, man. We love that shit because that's the separation. But the separation that y'all are noticing is that the separation is the women that are separating from you and coming over to the other side to us. And that's the problem. They just do not want you for the reasons that you feel, the reason your feelings. It's, again, they're dating themselves. Women don't want to date themselves. And I don't think a lot of guys understand that. They if she's molding you to be what she wants you to be, then she's not going to date you after she finishes because all she's doing is molding you in her image. And when she sees you, she's not going to want to date herself. She's just not. Or anger man.
Yeah, because the whole reason she's doing it to see if you push back. And if you don't, then it's like, shit, you're not even giving her pushback. Why would you give other men pushback?
Yep. And why would I want to mate with somebody who doesn't push back? Because he's going to give me... Guys, I'm not trying to be cruel, but there are women out there that don't want their kids bullied at school. They want their kids to be athletes. They want their kids to win. And they're not going to mate with you if you're not a winner. And I don't mean mate to have kids. I mean mate to fuck. want winners, man.
Women do that even if they don't consciously know they're doing it.
Exactly.
That's an evolutionary thing. If you're super short, but you don't have any other qualities that are admirable, you know, if you're super ugly, you know, there's a bunch of different things. Like a woman's mind thinks and calculates those things because if she produces a child that has any of those traits, you know that child's going to have a much more difficult time in life.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole purpose is for her to have a child that does not have that much of a difficult time. And if they do, they have the tools they need to navigate that shit. They do that shit intentionally sometimes. Like, for instance, I could have had boys. Like, I wanted to have boys. And I could have had boys with a petite woman.
Yes.
But I had boys with a woman that is 5'9". You know what I'm saying? And I'm like 5'10", 5'11". So guess what ended up happening? I always wanted to be over 6 feet tall. So guess what? All of my boys are at least 6 feet tall or taller.
Yeah.
So sometimes we do that subconsciously. You know what I'm saying? It's an evolutionary thing where we want to improve upon the next generation of ourselves, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing we might need to touch on as well on this thing because I don't think y'all understand the beauty of fatherhood, man. I think there's such a bad, they shamed like fatherhood because we're rolling up. I mean, you know, June is Father's Day, but I mean, Angry Man, we might have to talk about that because I don't want to talk to get them to tell them they need to have kids, but there's something that's going around that says that being a father is bad. It's like, it's something going wrong with that. So I think we'll cover something like that because, they need to understand that, I mean, if parents thought like you guys thought right now or generations, you wouldn't even be born right now. You wouldn't be born right now. So, something to think about. Yeah.
You need to be here.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing to me when somebody says, well, I don't want to have children. And I'd be like, why not?
Because some YouTuber told them.
Huh?
Because some YouTuber told them not to have kids.
Yeah, that too. Say that, I'd be like, what if your pops had the same mentality?
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
No raggedy ass wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's really weird, man.
It's weird that you're listening to another man tell you not to have kids. That's weird to me. That's weird. I never thought we'd come to a time where they're following another man and another man who have no game. He has no type of responsibilities. He doesn't know how to handle and deal relationships with women. Tell you not to have kids and y'all believe that shit.
I don't know. Maybe it's my ego.
Yeah.
Maybe it's even grandiose. I like the idea that I was able to create.
Yes.
a smaller version of me.
Yes.
Like a god. You know what I'm saying? Like,
does not want that. Right, right.
So, like, I listen to, like, that's why I ain't going to lie. Like, the only type of shows I get, you know, I can see, I could watch a love story. It don't really affect me like that. I could watch any of the shows that are supposed to get you sentimental. The only thing that gets me sentimental is father-son stuff. It does it every time. Like the scene in Superman Returns when you hear Jor-El.
Yes.
And he's like, father becomes the son and the son becomes the father. Like, yo, that shit gets me every time because that shit is biblical, man. Like, they don't get it, man. They don't understand it.
But you know what I love the most is the NFL draft. I love the fatherly hugs Goodell gives those young men that don't have a dad. The hug that, guys, y'all understand. Y'all gotta understand his father. I mean, he gives them fatherly hugs because a lot of these young boys don't have dads. And when they coming into the NFL, he hugs each and every one of them like it's his son. I love, just like you are with the Jor-El, I love watching that in the draft. Because it's something in that to show that young man that it's okay, you know, to be hugged by a man. It's not a bad thing when you love your seed and you want him to get knowledge from you and move on past your death. But we'll cover that tomorrow. I mean next week, Angry Man. We'll cover fatherhood. I'll title it "Don't Have Kids" by some YouTuber. Don't Have Kids by some YouTuber. That'll be the title. But yeah, we'll talk about that. But it's not to tell you guys to have kids. It's to give it balance to something that has been poisoned. That's all. We just like to give balance to this poison. So, Angry Man, any last words before we wrap up, my brother?
The last thing I would say is whenever I watch those older movies, right?
Yes.
The most powerful thing. I remember I was watching Troy.
Yes.
And at the beginning, when Achilles defeated that dude, the other king said, "Who are you, soldier?" He said, "Achilles, son of Peleus." It used to be a time where dudes would say their name and they would say who their father was.
Proudly.
Like, saying, like, "I'm so-and-so, son of so-and-so." I have no doubt in my mind, because the internet is going to keep growing or whatever, I have no doubt in my mind that my boys are going to be like, "I'm so-and-so. Angry Man was my father."
Yeah, like
you know what I'm saying? That's powerful.
Like the kingdom. You remember Uhtred? He's like, "My Uhtred of the father of son of Uhtred." I mean, that's how
And sometimes they'll keep going. They'll be like, "Son of so-and-so. Who was son of so-and-so, who was son of..." Like, because these are men that created legacies.
Yes. That's the best thing we can leave behind, man. We can leave the best. I can't wait to talk about this, because I really believe that we got to give it balance. And this is what this show is about, giving things balance that has been ripped apart from you guys is poison. Everything's poison. It's like, you're not allowed to have kids. You're not allowed to date women. You're not allowed to do anything because somebody told you you're not allowed to do it. So we're definitely.
Like 50's son, he can't stand his father, but it's like, "Negro, you look just like him."
Yes.
And you're never going to be able to escape from his shadow. At some point, he's going to have to come to terms with that.
Yes.
Dude, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
Yeah, he's got to let it go. His mom, I think it's his mom, because 50's done everything. Even gave him a shoe business deal. I mean, he walked was down the street. There was a guy selling a Nike shoes. I think he was going out of business. 50 buys all the shoes and says, "Hey, do it like, what's that shoe thing? Because my daughter does that. It's a shoe thing where they buy shoes online." I forgot the name. What is it called?
Is it StockX?
Yeah, StockX.
There's a bunch of them.
He was trying to create that for his son. And his son was like, "Just no, man." And his mother got involved, and it's just 50 trying, but 50, hey, as a man, sometimes you just got to let them motherfuckers go. I know he's trying, but sometimes.
Got to let them go. Let them bump their head.
Let them bump the fuck out their head to realize they need their daddy. You're going to need your fucking daddy.
But see, I'm going to tell you what he's going to do. He's going to mess up and he's going to regret it because 50 got another son.
Yeah.
He got a younger son, and that little boy is going to mess around and be a superstar. They already grooming him to be a superstar because his mom is like some model or some shit. And he's like, he looks like 50, but he's light-skinned with super curly hair and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Al B. Shure's son. He's a fucking
do you want to win? Do you want to rescue me? Yeah, so. Well, yeah. Hey, man, well, as always, Angry Man, it's always a pleasure to sit and just dialogue and chop it up with a great one, man. And again, an old head that has great knowledge, great insight, and great wisdom for all you guys out there. So if y'all get the opportunity, go ahead and subscribe to Angry Man. Subscribe to the Man Mindset, man. And we will be back next week. Angry Man, any last words, my brother?
Just everybody keep watching. Check us out. You know, definitely check us out on Sunday. And we